Dr. Milton Erickson, who really changed the way that hypnosis was done. Milton Erickson was a psychiatrist, and he began working with hypnosis. And one of the things that Milton Erickson noticed was the more abstract and ambiguous the language was, the more it caused trance. So if you'd like to induce trance in somebody, you want to use vague and ambiguous language. When you use specific language, that brings you out of trance. Now, that's very powerful information. That's incredibly important, because most people are walking around in a trance. They're walking around in the social hypnosis that pervades our society, right? They're walking around in a trance that isn't real at all. And by using your language in a way which is specific, you can pull them out of that trance and cause them to realize that. And then you can weave a new trance for them by using your language in a way which is abstract and ambiguous. So this really makes you a master communicator when you have the ability to communicate throughout the range of levels of abstraction. So let's begin to take a look at how we can actually do that, now that you understand the levels of abstraction. The first thing we're going to cover right now is what's called the Milton Model. These are language patterns that were discovered by observing Dr. Milton Erickson, the world's foremost hypnotherapist. See, in the old days, when people would utilize hypnosis, it was what we call direct authoritarian hypnosis, where they'd look at the client and they'd say, sit back, relax, go into a trance. But when Milton Erickson came along, he said, you know what? I think that a client ought to be able to go into a trance in any way that he or she chooses. So he became, first of all, very permissive in his hypnosis, which was in stark contrast to the old methods of hypnosis. And he also utilized his language in a way which was persuasive and attractive and hypnotic, or vague and ambiguous, that would lead somebody into trance without offering them the ability to consciously resist what it was that he was saying. So his language patterns are incredibly useful to learn if you want to become a master communicator. So let's take a look at some of the hypnotic language patterns of Dr. Milton Erickson. You can look this up in your manual if you'd like to follow along under the Milton Model. So before I share with you the process for actually structuring your language in a way which is vague and ambiguous or hypnotic or enticing, I'd like to give you an experience of listening to it first. What I want you to do is I want you just to turn inside and focus on the effect that it has on you, or what happens to your mind as I begin to utilize the hypnotic language. So have fun with this. As you just sit back, and as you're thinking, I know that you're wondering. You're wondering about certain things, and that's a good thing, because it is a good thing to wonder. And the very fact that you're wondering means that you can come to new insights and new understandings about the materials that you're learning. And those insights and understandings will allow you to begin to change things in your life at the unconscious level and at the conscious level, in such a way that your behaviors may begin to shift and change and support the direction that you're moving in your life now. Now, I don't know if your unconscious knows more or less than you think it does. I mean, when you think about it for a second, your unconscious right now is making new connections, new neurological connections, which will allow you to see things in new ways and understand things at deeper levels. Haven't you already begun to make those connections now? And I don't know if those connections are going to come in the form of pictures or places or sounds or ideas or feelings. Feelings that will lead you in the direction of making the kinds of changes that you're destined to make. Now, I'm going to stop for a second. Now, that was all hypnotic language. It was vague and ambiguous. You may have found your mind drifting or wandering, or you may have found yourself frustrated. I don't know. Oftentimes, people say that they just get lost in the hypnotic language.